Hello. I would like a large mango lemonade, please. 4:30. Okay, let me see. Here you go. Thank you so much. So refreshing. I wonder where I should sit. Oh, right over there. Right by the window. My favorite spot. Where was I? Oh, right here. I'm getting to the good part.
"You're so pretty and sweet," he whispers, his voice raw. He cups my breast and gives me a firm squeeze. I feel a tight pressure all the way to my clit. It can't help but shudder. What was about to happen? I was waiting all of my life. His mouth runs over my shoulder and collarbone. His hand wanders to the back of my dress. He reaches for the zipper, and just like that, my dress pools to the floor. Millions of hot kisses around my breasts. Every time his breath fans over my sensitive nipples, I release a shaky breath. A moan. I think it's mine. It's a sound I'm not quite familiar with. "Please, Daddy," I beg. "Patience. Somebody might come." I am fully aware the door is locked, shut, but... "You want me to stop?" he says, his eyes staring into mine. "No, I want you to hurry up your ass." Laughing softly, he lays a kiss on my nipple, then pulls it into his warm mouth. Oh my fucking God. My back arches as pleasure travels through my body. Just by this one action alone, I learned his mouth could easily drive me wild. My sensitive flesh and every inch of my skin was screaming for his name. He sucks hard, and the bliss pooling inside me is so overwhelming. Never felt this way before. With the pleasure growing and the sexual tension tightening, I rock against him, desperate for a release, and for him to simply just take me. His fingers sensually explore my stomach before stroking my inner thigh. My legs quiver with anticipation. I can only stay upright because I'm holding onto his shoulders, digging my nails into his naked flesh. He runs his index finger over my folds through the thin fabric of my panties. I cry out softly before remembering we're in a closet room by the party hall. My best friend wouldn't mind if I disappeared for a while. She was occupied with her guests and family, but that doesn't mean the workers she hired wandering around outside won't hear us. His thumb brushes over the other nipple as he sucks harder, this time using his teeth. The tiny sting wakes me up, back to reality. Oh, how much I wanted it. Oh, how much I needed him. He pushes the fabric out of the way and explores my slickness with his fingers. I squeeze my eyes as lust burns through me. I know in my heart he's not going to let me down. He was going to rock my world and cherish every bit of my body. He sticks a finger inside in such a teasing way. I groan, knowing full well it wasn't enough. Oh my God. Daddy, please, I need more. My face is hot. I've never begged like this before in my life. Oh, how far I've come. Oh, how desperate I was for this man. He places another finger. Oh my God. Then a third. Yes. Oh, yes, please. "Ride my fingers, baby," he whispers in my ears. I could easily feel his smirk. "Make yourself feel good."
Oh yes, Daddy. I will. I will.
Oh my fucking God.
Sorry, sorry, sorry. I didn't mean to swear.
Sorry, sorry.
Yo, stop laughing. This isn't funny. Jeez, listener, what the heck? You surprised me. You could have said something instead of just randomly sitting in front of me without me knowing, like a weirdo. Me, looking cute while reading. You didn't want to bother me. Oh, shut up. You wanted to scare me, you deep shit. Oh, whatever. Like, come here. Give me a hug. My gosh, how are you? It's been like, what, 2 years? Right. The last time we saw each other was when you left to work abroad. How was that? It must have been awesome. You got to travel a bit, and I even saw you. Got to share it with a special someone on your IG. Oh, she cheated. I'm so sorry about that. I didn't know. Are you okay? Well, at least you found out before the wedding, right? You don't deserve that. No one does. You are too good of a guy to be treated like that. Aw, you know I'm always here for you. Even if we are countries apart, I care for you, even after all these years. Oh no, I'm single as a Pringle. Never had my first kiss. Never held anyone's hand, at that matter. I would definitely be one of those old women with hundreds of cats. Why? I don't know. I just never found the one. Even if I did, he didn't feel the same way. Oh, okay, fine. I was... Wait, correction. Still in love with someone, but it's okay. I just want him to be happy. Who's the lucky guy? And do you know him? Well, not exactly. Oh, look, I gotta go. Look at the time. Duty calls. The bookstore won't open itself. It was nice catching up, listener. Let's do this again sometime. You have my number. Thank you for coming. Enjoy your new book. And that's our last customer of the day. Yay. Oh, finally, peace and quiet. The store all to myself. My gosh, I have been so stressed I didn't have time to process my short interaction with listener. Oh, what the fuck is he doing here? He swear he will never come back here. He hated this city. He took me by surprise. Oh, dear. My heart is beating so fast just thinking about him. He has gotten so handsome in just 2 years. It's so fucking annoying. What would I give to kiss him? Oh, Sampaguita, stop it. Just because he broke up with his last girlfriend doesn't mean you can take a chance. Respect him. Respect yourself. You won't be a rebound girl. Okay, let's just clean up a bit and maybe you can read a bit more later. Okay, all done cleaning. Let's continue reading. He shifts his weight, and I'm pressed against a wall for better balance. At this point, I'm going crazy. I rock against his hand, moving my hips. I can feel his gaze burning into my face and skin. He is steadying me, like one of his most prized possessions. Then suddenly, I could feel he curls his fingers and hitting my perfect spot. A bolt of sheer pleasure echoes through me. My spine stiffens, and I bury my face into his shoulder, shaking uncontrollably. I was riding my way out through this orgasm. He holds me, keeping his fingers buried deep inside my wet pussy. When my breathing settles a bit, he pulls them out. I shudder as I feel my body releases. His eyes stare into mine with heavy desire as he slowly licks my juices off his hand. My face flushes and cheeks burn at such a sight. It's hot how he enjoys everything about me.
I couldn't ask for a better man. This is enough, he says. My gaze drops to the huge bulge. Oh, of course. I need to pleasure him, too. Suddenly he moves, ripping my underwear in the process. I never felt so bare in my life as I watch his eyes explore my body. He props me on the table. Hold on tight, he orders. I obey without thinking. Delicious anticipation crackles through me. Whatever he's about to do, I know will bring me the absolute pleasure. He drops to his knees in front of me, then throws my thighs over his shoulders, spreading me. I can feel myself quiver, knowing full well what was about to happen. He seems to sense it too, because a deep groan tears from his chest. He buries his face between my legs. Hot breaths blow over my ultra-sensitive clit, making me shiver. He runs his tongue over my slick flesh and laps me up like no tomorrow. Every stroke of his tongue drew me wild. Oh, fuck. I could do this every day. I know he can too, with the way he flicks his tongue. Oh, your tongue is so warm. Keep eating me out. Yes, Daddy. I'll be your good girl. Just lick me real good.
Oh, fucking hell! You're so close. What the heck are you doing? Look over my shoulder.
Wait. Why are you here? We are closed.
Shit. I left the door unlocked.
Oh my gosh.
Regardless, still, you have no business being in my personal space, especially when the store is closed.
Wait, how are you here? I didn't tell you where I worked. I just said any bookstore.
Wait. Let me get this straight. Because I wasn't answering my phone, you decided to call my best friend and ask her, and that's why you're here?
Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm so going to kill her when I see her.
What was so important for you to find me at this hour? It's literally 10 p.m.
What?
Yes, I was reading smut.
What about it?
Huh? Do I want to be fucked like that? I ain't answering that. Me blushing? Well, of course. It's such a weird question. I ain't denying it. Just drop it. I am reading smut. Why do you care so much anyway? What I like doesn't concern you. Have I been fucked like that before? No, but that's not the point. Listener, why are you smiling like that? What's wrong with you? Hey, you're getting closer? Stay back. Like what the fuck? Why did you kiss me?
Wait, don't answer that. Let's forget that happened.
Why? I know where this will go. I don't want to get hurt. I won't be your rebound. So my best friend tells you I'm in love with you. You gave me a petty kiss? I never knew you would stoop this low.
Oh, I'll 100% kill her now.
Listen to you? Why would I? You just kissed me because you wanted to distract yourself from your own pain. Leave me out of it.
Hey, let me go! Stop it! Stop hugging me! I don't need your pity. Just because I'm in love with you doesn't mean you can take advantage of me. What? You're in love with me? I don't believe you. Seeing me in every girl you met? Always thinking about me while you were with her? I'm speechless. But what about your last relationship? Aren't you hurt? Aren't you in love with her? It is because of her you realized you miss me more than anything? I don't know. I'm too scared to think this is a dream. You will show me this isn't a dream. What do you mean by that? Make love to me? What? I don't know what to say. I never did anything like this before. I only have read it in books. Stop laughing. It's true. While you've been in multiple relationships, I never been in one. At all. I know it's nothing to be ashamed of. But think less. Feel more. I will try. Follow your lead? Okay. I've always wanted to kiss you. You too? Stop, I can't breathe. Okay, I'll try. What? Stick my tongue out? Okay. Feels so good. Can I try? Am I doing this right? Keep going. Okay. Huh? Where are we going? Huh? On the reading chair? You want me to grind on your thigh? Oh, okay. Should I start? Yes?
gosh. Oh, it feels better than I expected. Just grinding in your thigh like this. Oh, this feels amazing. Oh, you kissing my neck like that. Oh, this is better than a dream. Kiss me. Am I doing a good job, Daddy? Yes. I go faster. Okay. Stop. Why?
Fingering me like what you read in my book?
Oh, I've never done that before either. Not to myself, at least, either. But I trust you. One finger first, okay? I'm just nervous. Oh, gosh. Fingers in me. You think I can start moving? I didn't know you going this fast. Yes. Stop. Why? Go down on me. Oh, gosh. It's so hot. Okay. My turn to sit on a chair. Okay. Open my legs as wide as I can. Okay. Oh. Oh. smells so good. Oh my gosh. Your tongue.
For the record, though, it's always been you. I've always been madly in love with you. Thank you for missing me and coming back to me, even to the city that you hate so much. Well, yeah. I forgot to lock the door, didn't I? Oh, you locked it for me. Thank you, Daddy. But I do have to say, though, you are better than all the books I've read. You made my dreams come true. Thank you. Remind me to thank my best friend. Do 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 do. Hello, hello, my sweeties. Thank you for listening to my latest audio called I Only Read It in Books Till the End. I hope you like this Sampaguita audio original. It was interesting to make. I finally overcame my posting stump after 12 days from my last audio. Regardless, let me know your thoughts, feelings, and feedback in the comments, DMs, or my sweeties box. You can find the link on my Reddit profile or in this GWA post. But yeah, would love to hear from you.